That's what I've heard described too. And you wonder, have there been patients who had this occur in the lung and had Mets outside there? And is this a uniform dramatic response you see, or is it somehow focused on the lung?
The thing I've been struck with by the people who I've had on Avastin for long periods of time, and this includes a large number on our Avastin Tarceva experience, has been not only the response in the lung, but the fact that they haven't developed disease elsewhere. And I clearly think one of the ways this agent in the short term is working is probably to enhance chemotherapy and probably to, you know, therefore produce some better performance status. But in the long run, I think it is anti-angiogenesis, preventing new vessels from forming. In the short term, Avastin or anti-VEGF therapy just by itself is probably not going to take an established tumor and cause it to shrink, but it will enhance chemotherapy's ability to do that. But the long-term effect of this is the anti-metastatic effect. And that's why patients with lung cancer die from the distant metastases. We really are at a point where we have new data out there for Avastin, so that's discussed.